All right, here we go. Let me get up
Here we
Audacity.
go. No. Here we go.
What?
No. Here we go. No. Sorry.
Yeah.
That's going to be the intro.
Awesome.
Here we go.
This is episode 118 on April 30th, 2015.
Set your photo apps down, iPhone photographers. It's time for Tiny Shutter Podcast.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to the Tiny Shutter Podcast, where we talk about iPhone photography and other things. I'm Joseph Ferreira.
I am Matt Hoffman.
I am Mark Sadowski.
And I am Shannon Guy.
And I'm Jeff Simpson.
There we go. Better known as the Bread Geek. He is... Well, he's the bread geek.
Welcome, Jeff.
Thank you. It's been a little while.
Yeah, it has. All right. Well, it's another week, episode 118. Can you believe 118 episodes?
Yeah, well, it took us 5 years to do it.
Well, not quite. But, yeah.
It's 118 episodes that we lollygagged right through.
Yeah. To me, it seems like, oh, just 118. Then other times it's like, wow, 118. Especially when you tell somebody, oh, yeah, I do a podcast. And they're like, oh, really? Yeah, you know, what, 5 or 6 episodes? And you're like, no, 118. They're like, oh, wow, okay, yeah. So.
Yeah, I can't believe we're that far along.
Yeah, and we still have listeners.
Who are listening?
No, that's the other amazing thing.
Yeah. Well, let's go around the table and see how everybody's doing and find out what they've been up to. And Matt, let's go ahead and start with you. What you been up to, man?
We always start with me. Well, I'll tell you what. Let me go back in time a little bit. So last week you asked me, and I had my typical answer of I'm doing good, and then that's about all I said. Whoa. Completely forgetting until after the fact that I spent a whole day out doing tons of landscape photography with my iPhone and also with other cameras. And why are we laughing?
I'm sorry. It's the
funny. aren't you in on your own joke? It's funny.
Oh, okay.
All right, continue.
Hey, Joe.
Got to play with him.
Son of a bitch.
There you go, Matt. I took care of him.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you. I got to play with a lot of apps, which was cool. Used the Hydra app a ton and made actually lots of HDR images, which I have processed like in Photomatics on my computer. And that's all from just doing different exposures on the Hydra app using like the high res feature. And then just, I don't know, going back and kind of testing out and reusing some of the HDR apps that I haven't used for a while and stuff like that. So
nice.
Lots of pictures to edit with the iPhone. It's been keeping me pretty busy the last couple weeks here.
Sweet. Very good. How about you, Shannon?
Well, do we remember an app called Fope?
Nope.
Yeah, I completely forgot about it too. And then I got an email the other day. I sold 3 pictures. I don't even have the app on my phone anymore.
What's it called again?
FOAP. FOAP.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
Do you remember that app? Yeah. So I reinstalled it back on my phone.
Nice.
But so you sold 3 photos. Pictures. Yeah, 3 in like one day.
What's their cut?
Not much.
Not much.
All of it. Can you go to McDonald's with the money?
Yes.
Oh,
I'm
good.
I'm downloading it right now.
But you have to remember, I downloaded this app back when I had the iPhone 4.
Oh, wow.
And the picture that I took that sold was about almost 3 years old.
Nice.
But
what was it?
A picture of my cat. Of course, right?
Hey, that's better than me. I'm not selling anything.
I think I got a total of $10 from them.
I'm selling all kinds.
Are you?
Snapwire has been very good to me.
Snapwire hated me.
All right, what's
that? I'm an ambassador now. They made me an ambassador, so I'm pretty psyched.
Oh, wow. That is awesome. Kind of
climbing up pretty fast.
Oh, wait. Hold on. You're an ambassador?
There it comes.
I got nothing. Oh.
Oh, good for you.
Thank you, Christian Bale.
A little light. You need to work on it.
They pay pretty well. They actually tell you what they're going to pay for their so-called like challenge. And then, you know, they'll post, we'll pay $100 for this photo. In the end, after everybody submits their photos, if they like your photo, you get the $100. Pretty quick.
Yeah, I sold a couple things through Snapwire, just through my regular gallery.
Yeah.
I think I got like $50 for a really crappy picture.
Yeah, they pay well.
They do pay well. I like them.
Yep, definitely.
So, FOPE, I was looking for, and is it an app?
It is.
Yes.
Why isn't it showing up?
I don't know. Oh, is there an error?
Yes, because I can't spell.
It's P, is it?
F is in Frank. O is in Oscar.
There you go.
Yep.
Slight dyslexic moment.
I do like Snapwire better, but it's been a while since I've used it.
Why did that not show up?
I'll have to look at this later. Otherwise, this whole show is going to be going, Oh, where's the soundbite? All right, there we go.
Oh, cool. Let's see here. Mark, what you been up to?
I took a day off from work and headed up to the White Mountains with Mike Siska. He's never been on the show, so I don't know why I always mention.
We know who he is.
He was on the Lens Wipe. But anyway, we headed up for some photography and had a good time. I heavily used the iPhone this time. I've been using it primarily for panoramics and actually, what's it called? Help me out here. I'm having a brain fart. Slow shutter stuff.
Slow shutter cam?
Long exposures. That's what I'm looking for. The answer was long exposures. Thank you for coming.
Well, I fail. I'm out.
Using the slow shutter app was awesome. They're the only one right now that I know of that can do a nice long exposure and send out a large file to edit. Everything else is usually just like under 1 kilobyte or something, or like kilobits or whatever the hell it is. But they have a pretty good export. Dave in the chat room asks, waterfalls? And I'll say, is the Pope Catholic? I did several things.
I'm just kidding.
I don't know.
Sorry.
I don't think so. I'm pretty sure that's not right.
All right, continue.
Arnie?
You son of a bitch.
There we go. So I had a lot of fun. I got some really, really great photos. Heavily used the Moment lens as a makeshift tripod because I kept forgetting my tripod mount in the car for the iPhone. And then I used the wide angle for like to balance the phone, and it worked really well. The 60mm telephoto lens that the Moment has was great for panoramics. I highly recommend playing with that. I got some great panoramics that blew Mikey's Samsung phone out of the water. I don't mean to brag, but you know. Samsung.
There's no bragging. It is better.
No, they were actually pretty close. But we had a good time. It was a lot of fun. But oddly enough, like my favorite photos from that day was from taking photos of the trains. Believe it or not, it wasn't a waterfall photo. It was the train photos that we'll talk about later on in the show.
Nice, very good. Before I ask Jeff, I'm going to go ahead and just say quickly what I've been up to. Today we had a community service project at for work in the community, hence community project. And whoa, this was the third, fourth year that I've been asked to take photos for the project. And so I got to drive around and, you know, take pictures and all that fun stuff. So, but this, you know, last year I heavily used my iPhone to get the images. And this year I was like, you know what, I'm going to try using my DSLR more often. And I took more with the DSLR, but I was always falling back on the iPhone because of the quality of the pictures, the ease, and the panoramic feature, which we talked about last week. But I had a good time. I'm going to go through my photos this week and this weekend and, you know, get them to the people that need them and go from there. And so I'll probably post a few that I shot in the near future.
Sweet.
So, all right, Jeff, why don't you tell us who you are for those people that don't know unfortunate few, and tell us what you've been up to.
I'm a bread geek on Instagram. My name is Jeff Simpson. I've been shooting with my iPhone for quite some time now. I shoot with an iPhone 5 right now. I was out. I just posted actually in the Tiny Shutter of my photo of today, the first flower that actually came up today, nice, which shot. was pretty that. Interesting to see out there, seeing as I still have snow in my backyard.
What?
Oh, yeah, there's still snow up north.
Yeah, there is.
That's crazy.
In the shadow spots, like right over my leach field that doesn't drain very well, that's, you know, snow melting into. So, but yeah, like I said earlier, you know, Snapwire, been selling a lot of photos on Snapwire. They're treating me pretty well. They have some, Snapwire and I are kind of going through some changes that might be big happenings for me, I hope. And let's see, there's a big, I don't know if I'm supposed to tell anyone, but there's a big exhibit in Paris. In Paris, I guess one of my photos is being selected to be featured on Billboard. They say, I don't know how big their billboards actually are, but three of the big theaters in Paris, one of my photos is among some of those. And I'm also anxiously awaiting the new issue of Shooter Mag, which has a USA, special USA issue featuring 10 artists from the United States, and I happen to be one of them. And that's been, it's a crowd-funded magazine, so I'm not sure what's happening, but this happens to be the USA issues taking just a little while long, a little longer than the rest of the issues to get here. So that's going to be pretty interesting. It's a pretty fantastic magazine. It's really a book, not a magazine. It's going to be 200 pages with 10 artists, so we should have like 20 pages a piece, and that should be pretty fantastic.
Man, I forgot that you are actually successful at this. Why didn't we have you?
So it's pretty wild.
Pretty cool.
I'll have a show in Connecticut in October as well. Some folks from Massachusetts will be in it as well. One of my iPhone buddies, Rob DiPaolo, who's a great iPhone shooter as well. He'll be in there. Pretty the Empty Spaces project, which is in Putnam, Connecticut.
Uh-huh.
It's a great gallery. He was Paul Toussaint, who was a mobile master, opened the gallery more geared towards mobile photography than anything. He's had a couple big shows with mobile photographers work there and stuff. He's hosted mobile photography awards over there, and I think actually the mobile masters, and so he's pretty big into the mobile photography. He does great work himself. So it's pretty pretty great gallery. It's amazing. You know, cool. Putnam's a cool little town, kind of a little artsy place.
Sweet.
Yes, there's lots happening all over. Now if I could just make lots of money doing this and I can quit my day job.
Ain't that the truth?
Yeah.
We've been trying to do that for 118 episodes.
Yeah, probably 118 more. It's got guess, but who knows?
So are you going to post the images once they've been either selected or published in our Facebook so that we could see what they are?
Yeah, cool. Definitely. One of them, it's a self-portrait exhibit, actually, that they're doing, you know. That's kind of what I do a lot of.
Yeah.
As you've all seen.
Yeah.
But it's actually, it's a pretty good, it's a low-key one, just, it's called Cloak. It's been out there, but they're putting that out. And they say billboard. I want to say it's 3 feet, I want to say, on PVC, they said. But I don't know how big it actually will be, but they're going to take photos of them on exhibit, so that'll be a good thing to see.
But at least you're not taking photos of your feet. That's what counts.
Yeah, I kind of try to stay away from that. I mean, my selfies are more a self-portrait than selfie, I guess you could say.
You're not looking at yourself when you're taking the picture, right?
Right. Or actually, my wife and I actually have selfielove.com, which is a self-portrait, virtual self-portrait workshop we run.
Really?
That does fantastic. I mean, it takes the selfie to a whole new level. It's more like a search into yourself kind of, you know, people take the course. It's not just your average selfie shot. It's, you know, people digging deep into their souls and posting. It's, you know, private group. And we give, you know, weekly prompts, and people follow the prompts and post photos. And we give, you know, props to them. And I give tutorials on apps and stuff that I like to use, and, you know, basic composition, basic lighting, so they can, you know, start taking some really nice photos with their iPhone. So it works out pretty well. And that's a paying thing as well. You know, we usually have, like, you know, between 20 and 30 people in, and it's, you know, it's always pretty full.
Where do you do the classes?
It's a virtual online class through a private Facebook page.
If you did it,
join the Facebook page, and then we do all through that.
If you did it in Boston, you'd clean up.
Yeah. So we're working to that, because our listener base right now is kind of drying up because of everyone that's taken it. We have a lot of people that take it, you know, every time. We've probably done it 6 times. We've had some people do it every single time. It's pretty interesting that what comes out, and we'll do this. The slideshows are public. If you get on the website, you'll see some slideshows of some of the stuff people have done that they allow us to put public for, you know, publicity and stuff. And it's pretty cool. Some pretty powerful images.
Nice.
That's cool. Very good. All right. Well, man, I think we've had more content in this segment than we've had probably in a few shows. But let's go ahead and move right into the news.
News team, assemble!
All right. Well, Mark, go ahead and why don't you take us into the news and tell us what you got?
Well, last week, when I mentioned that the next big thing for smartphone wars is going to be built-in telephoto capabilities, remember that? Remember that?
Yes.
Prophetic statement? Well, turns out that Apple... Oh, shut up. Turns out that Apple has made a patent, or applied for a patent, rather, to do just that. They have a technology that would allow, to spare the mumbo jumbo, basically it's going to be onboard telephoto capabilities. I can't describe the technology or even, you know, explain how it works, but the end result is telephoto. And from what it sounds like, it's not like something that you're going to be able to zoom. It's going to be like fixed telephoto. So you'll have a wide angle and then another telephoto setting and maybe a higher telephoto setting. So it's going to be like, I don't know, like 18 millimeters, 35 millimeters, 60 millimeters, kind of like that.
Okay.
Greg in the chat room says he's hearing 2 lenses. It's possible. Who knows what the end result is going to be. This is just the patent for the technology. No doubt it's going to continue evolving and... but then again, you know, this is just a patent filing. It doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to happen. It's just something that they've looked into. But I'm guessing this is going to happen. Some form of this is going to happen for the iPhone 7. Not the 6S, but I think it's going to be the 7.
I'd like to see it happen for sure.
Absolutely. I mean,
I pinch zoomed yesterday, I think, for the first time ever with my iPhone on some sheep, and those photos went right in the trash.
Yeah. Anytime I have to pinch zoom, I cry on the inside.
Yeah, that's so what I did. I'm like, God, come over here, sheep. And they wouldn't. I said, I'll just pinch zoom. And yeah, forget it.
Yeah.
Right in the trash.
And some guy with an HTC phone came up to me and said,
"You son of a bitch."
And I deserved it.
Jeff, have you tried the Hydra app?
I have not.
It's not good for moving subjects. So if the sheep were wandering around, it really wouldn't have helped you. But it has a really great 2x and 4x zoom.
Yep.
Function on it, and I suggest checking it out. You'll get some really great images with it.
Definitely. I'll try that. I'll download it right now.
I need a Hail Hydra soundbite.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, I mentioned that app enough, so we should work that in.
I should start
paying you by this point.
I should start trying it.
Yeah, I got a handful of apps I get pretty fanatical about.
I always find my way back to Snapseed, so.
Yeah.
I figure I'll skip the middle step.
I still love Snapseed, but I've been using Nlyte a lot lately.
Yeah.
I got both of those still on my phone, so I should use that.
I'm still a FilterStorm junkie.
Wow.
You know, I need a tutorial on that newer version, that
the new
NEUE. Yeah. Is that how you say it? New?
That's how I say it.
I felt like I knew how to use it.
Yeah, I use it all the time.
And now something's different. And I'm having a hard time with layer masks on that.
Oh, yeah.
I can't figure out how to do them anymore.
I stick with the old one, too, because there's a few functions of the old one that I like better than the new one.
So you've never updated
it? It's a good app. No, there's just two versions now.
There's two versions.
Oh, okay.
And I kept both of them on my phone so I didn't lose them because, like I said, there's a couple functions. I can, with some of my low-key photos, I can actually add negative space into the mat without losing file size.
Nice.
Where if you do it in the other, it doesn't even have that option in the new one, which I don't like. But I like to keep my files big.
That's what she said.
Nice. Set that one right up. Bang.
Shannon wins the entrance.
Yeah.
So yeah, telephoto lenses. I actually predicted something useful. So that means I'm ahead of the game. I'm not only am I an 18-time, never mind, I got nothing. I won't even go there.
All right, moving on. Looks like Instagram had a few updates. Did they have three updates in a row, 3 days in a row?
Well, most of it has been just fixing, it's bug fixes and stuff like that. But this particular one has three new filters and some emoji hashtags, which
I think they also did messaging and liking as well, switched all up.
Oh, you mean
that's a difference.
Yep.
They still have messaging in there?
There's a heart.
Yes.
What is it called? The bubble.
Right.
Oh, the chappable, yeah. Oh.
Which I didn't even notice for a while. I'm like, where'd everything go? Kind of took me a minute. Creatures of habit.
Yeah. But yeah, it's I don't know. I'm never a big fan of the filters. The only one I'll ever use, and it's very rare, is the Sierra filter. Have you guys used any of the new filters? I think they're called Lark, Rays, and Juno.
Yeah, I tried out the Rays filter.
Yeah.
I haven't used the filters since years ago?
I'm with you, Joe. I think that's the last time I used them.
Sorry, Matt. We interrupted you. Go ahead.
That's okay. So for me, editing pictures is fun. right? It's like taking the picture is half the fun and editing the picture is the other half of the fun. So, you know, that's why we have all these apps, I think, is because we're having fun using them. However, with the updates that Instagram has had, like over, I don't know, I'd say the last 6 months or a year, you can get pretty reasonable results out of only editing in Instagram. It actually has a pretty full feature set. And I would say just give it a try. And I think you'll be pretty surprised if you haven't jumped into it in a while and tried to edit in Instagram.
Yeah, I will.
I'll give it a go.
Yeah, I'm not saying to necessarily use the filters, although I really don't think there's anything like wrong with the filters. But, you know, as far as like the other editing features go, you know, all the basic stuff, it's a pretty full featured set of functions, and you could do most of the things that you would want to do to your picture right in Instagram.
Yeah, they have stepped that up a bit, and you know, it's if they had done that in the beginning, I think I would have used it more often. But I feel like I'm stuck in a rut where, oh, if I'm going to put it on Instagram, I'm going to go over to Snapseed first and then over to this other app. And then when I have the finished product, then I'll go to Instagram and do it. But you're right. They've gotten a whole lot better.
Cool. I know I'm right.
You're welcome.
I'll say this. I do like the fade feature that they have from the previous update. That I kind of dig the effects that has.
But that's, you know, that's funny because I every time I see someone use like that that feature or you know, whether it's an Instagram or VSCOcam or whatever, I'm always like, oh, that's so cool, but I can't bring myself to do it like myself. It just doesn't fit my style.
It's a very, you know, I can't use it on all my photos. It has to be a certain photo to have that effect. But when it works for a photo, I like it.
Still comes down to file size for me.
I think that's why I stopped using it too.
It really kills your photo.
The export file isn't big, is it?
No. So when I shoot with PureShot, so I'll shoot most of my shots in TIFF if I can get them off quick enough. So it's 24 megabyte file that's going down. Once you start editing, it brings you down to like 8 after you do anything to it. But if you start at 8 and you hit it with Instagram, it's all done. You're down, you know, you're down into, you know, kilobytes.
Yeah. Well, that was the same problem I had with a lot of the slow shutter apps.
Yes.
It just kills it. Like the one that I used to use a lot was Average Cam Pro, which I thought was a great tool for like the slow effect, even though it wasn't necessarily built for that, it did it quite nicely, but in the end it was crap for printing.
Right. And that's I print a lot of my stuff, so Instagram is out on that.
Yeah.
And I do large prints, so that's they're all done after you go past, you know, 5x5.
Kind of makes you wonder how some
of the day.
Kind of makes you wonder how the
lesson of the
The old stuff. Remember the old services that used to print your Instagram photos?
Yes.
Wonder how they did it, because they have some pretty large prints.
Yeah, Postal Pics. They always did. They did nice pictures. I'd used them for a little while. They printed out some nice stuff.
Wrong. That sounds wrong. And
I've always gotten great results from 2020, which used to be InstaCanvas.
Yeah. That's right. I guess.
I don't know how they did it, but.
Magic.
Well, did
it's magic.
Matt, didn't they do it on a canvas instead of a flat mat or something like that? Was it a canvas print?
I've gotten. That's what that when they started out, that was pretty much the only product they offered. And they offered like a few different sizes, I think up to like 16 by 16 or something like that, which is a reasonable size, you know, square canvas. But now they offer prints, and I've gotten a handful of them, like framed and everything, and they are gorgeous. They've knocked my socks off.
Hmm. I think in the beginning, in the beginning, I think with the low quality, a canvas helps to hide the imperfections and the pixelization.
Yeah,
because it's not a flat surface. And
it looks more like a painting than a
exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Which can be for a benefit for sure. For you know, if you're going for that kind of effect, that definitely heighten it for sure.
Yeah, I got a canvas made of the Nubble Light in Maine. And it definitely kind of looks like a painting. Mm-hmm. But then I've gone and I've gotten some other products from them, and you know that are prints, you know, on photographic paper, and they're extraordinary. I couldn't believe them.
Nice,
that is cool. Well, awesome.
And that's all I got for news.
Yeah,
we did have Instagram. While we're on Instagram, real quick, we did have the worldwide Insta-meet, which went on all along the world, and we met about 11 of us met in Portland and shot lighthouses a couple weeks ago. And they put the little note in the Portland Press Herald, a couple of our photos and a little blurb on it. It was kind of cool, you know, to meet some people off Instagram in person was kind of a neat thing to do.
We got to do a tiny shutter walk.
Yeah, for sure.
That's the one thing we haven't done
in yet. Ohio.
No, not in Ohio. Let's do it in Nashville.
Ooh, Nashville sounds nice.
Or
where?
Asheville.
Asheville, North Carolina.
2 weeks?
Yes, in 2 weeks. 2 weeks. I say that because Matt's going to be out there.
Well, you guys could do the Asheville version, and we'll do.
What is this? That's not that far from me.
Well, I don't know if I'll be able to do it. It would have to.
Yes, you can.
Yeah, it's I'm on a time crunch because I have a 3-day camp out coming out that weekend. I think either Matt is there or not there. I can't remember.
Hang on. Everybody in the chat channel, tell us where you're from and we'll try to triangulate.
That's right.
Maybe we can find that happy
fabulous Asheville.
You can camp right outside Asheville, Joe.
North Carolina from, what's that?
You can camp right outside Asheville. Joe can camp right out there.
Yeah, but the other 300 campers won't. I don't recommend it.
I'm going to camp in the Marriott Hotel.
I'm going to camp in my VW bus.
Ah, oh, jealous.
That's my camping. See.
We got a couple Canadians in the.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
I guess we're doing our photo walk in Canada.
Yeah, the heck with triangulation. Let's just go to British Columbia.
Absolutely.
Yep, I'm down.
I guess
James, we're meeting you out there.
Yep. Yeah,
snow up there, James.
That's a beautiful province.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know. Would it be pretty warm over there right now? Wouldn't it? Because they're in the rainforest area.
Maybe. Take us to Banff and take us to the coast.
Christ, Banff is awesome. Man, that's some gorgeous place. All right. Anyway, so yeah, let's do a photo walk. Maybe we can do we'll do like the southern version, and then you know Bread Geek and I can do the northern version, and we'll do LensCon.
There you go.
That is a joke from way back.
How about if I do the Appalachia version, since I'll be pretty much driving through Appalachia country.
That's right.
In 2 weeks.
That's right.
Great place.
That works all right, because that's just right down the road from me.
Yep.
There
you
go. I know. Dude, I'm going to be so close to you, Shannon.
I know. We're going to have to meet up.
We should. I'll be should. In that area for about 4 days.
Greg awesome. In the chat room says periscope the photo walk. That's actually not a bad idea. Yeah. All right. Let's think about this. We gotta do something cool.
Yeah.
Okay. You're talking to us. Do you think something cool is gonna happen?
Yes. Look. You guys do cool things all the time. Matt, you do some like really awesome. Sorry, I moved the microphone here. You do some really wicked. That's my New England talking. You do some really wicked landscapes, even though you said you're in a shithole called Ohio, and yet you still get great photos out of there. So it can't be a total shithole, or you're really, really good at photography. And I'm guessing it's a little bit of column A, a little bit of column B. So you're clearly onto something. Joe, you photograph cars, and you have a lot of kids. Give them all cameras, and we got ourselves a big audience there. Shannon, you're our girl who's awesome at photography. So if you show up, people will show up because
you're hot.
You're hot and likable. Two qualities that I've never experienced. And then Bread Geek and I will take care of New England.
Yeah, let's talk about it. All right. Let's go ahead and talk about a reminder of what we decided last show.
DR, I'm not attractive. Sorry, I had to add. I don't even know what movie that was from.
I got two things to put in front of this episode. All right. we decided that we needed to have another Tiny Shutter. What did we call it? Tiny
Mission
Shutter.
Pick something.
No, it wasn't Mission Pick.
Challenge.
Yeah, Challenge.
Thank challenge.
You. Jeez. And so we decided. We decided to do planes, trains, and automobiles in black and white. So I know Mark has done it, and we have some people in the chat room that have done it and others. So I thought we would, you know, go ahead and talk a little bit, mention a little bit of what we've done, but we've also decided to extend it one more week to allow others who maybe haven't had the chance to.
Matt and Shannon.
Yeah.
Hi. Hi, how are you?
And me.
I totally forgot.
Yeah.
Hi.
Give them one more week to be able to get their challenge photos in.
Is that on the Facebook or Instagram?
Yes.
Both.
Okay.
You know what's really
bad? What's that?
As last weekend, I shot a charity event down at the Chattanooga Choo Choo. It was right there. Didn't even think about it.
Can you go back?
Does a horse and buggy count as
yes.
a automobile?
Sure.
Yes. Okay.
If they're Amish, yes.
That's as close as
it that. Actually doesn't count. I'm answering the question for you. It doesn't count. But it was just an idea I had because I'm close to Amish country.
Yeah.
All right, let's ask judges.
These aren't the droids you're looking for.
Oh, sorry. You're right.
I knew it.
So we will extend it one more week. It's going to be planes, trains, automobiles in black and white.
You know, it's a good thing you mentioned that last part because I forgot the black
and white. Yeah, I know. I was waiting for you to post it, and I was about to say, hey, where's your black and white? But you got it. Dang it.
I got to say, here's the thing. The photos I took are so good in color.
Oh, absolutely.
This was like the perfect storm of like setting and sunlight because
okay, explain to people who haven't seen it, explain what you shot.
Okay, in North Conway, there is a train station called the North Conway Railroad. What a clever name. The clouds
in
the sky.
North Conway Scenic Railroad.
Whatever. It's not that scenic. I've gone on it once. It was kind of a snoozer. I'm like, oh, wow, we're going down the road that I could have driven on my car. In fact, in the left-hand side, you could see the road that I previously just drove on. On the right-hand side is the scene that I already saw. Wow. $80 well spent. Anyway, the trains look cool. and I have the train station, the old style, you know, 1940s, 50s train station depot in the background. And it's a nice kind of gold color to the train, gold hue to the train station, like a mustard color, I would say. Mm-hmm. But the sky is like this beautiful blue, lots of wispy clouds in the sky. The train itself was black. And just everything meshed together in there produced beautiful contrast. I'm talking like straight out of camera. It was already a great shot. And I only did very minor touch-ups in Snapseed. And I also did one in Lightroom as well. When I put it into Snapseed, I basically gave it a 20% HDR and just bumped up the saturation a little bit. When I put it through Lightroom, I actually gave it an edit with direct positive, which really bumped up the colors, and that blue became like this really deep turquoise blue. And yeah. Oh man, it was just so beautiful. And I have a couple shots of that black engine, and then I did one where it's just this other kind of crappy rundown train. But yeah, of all the photos that I took that that day, it wasn't the waterfalls that really stood out. It was the photos of the trains, and I cannot wait to print them. I am.
Yeah.
I got to do some nice prints of these.
I know. To turn them black and white would be a crime against humanity. Just because.
I mean, let's not go that far. I mean, I've done worse.
James says that the yellow station looks like baby poo yellow.
Baby poo yellow. Nope. That actually is a good representation. Wait a minute. How old is the baby?
It's a Pantone color.
Like if the baby's under one.
Yes.
Anything above one, it kind of gets no.
Yeah. No, that
joke is only useful for people who are parents.
Exactly. Yeah. This week I was
Greg looking, said 4 months tops. Yes, that's actually perfect.
Yeah.
Nailed it.
This week I was looking, you know, I drive all over the county for work, and so a lot of times I'll see things that I can, you know, take images of. But I was really struggling, and cars are my favorite thing to shoot. You know, any chance I get, I'll do it. But I was like struggling, and then at noon today, I found one worth shooting, and I was like, finally. I was like, I was hoping I wasn't going to get to the show and be like, yeah, I didn't take a shot. But I did get one. I did post it in the Facebook group, and I did turn it black and white. But it's a Ford Model A. Probably not the best one that I've ever shot, but it was at the moment the best that I could find, but I'm glad we're gonna extend it one more week, so hopefully I can find something better. But
how many are you looking at the Facebook group?
Yeah,
how many people submitted photos?
See here, James did. He had a train that was actually on the trestle going across a body of water. That is an awesome shot.
Yeah, that's the best one. I think that one wins.
Yeah.
Like, despite the contest going for an extra week, that one still wins, in my opinion.
Spoiler.
Yep. Yeah, Joe Brown posted something, but, you know, it wasn't black and white, and I don't think it was for the he had an ambulance. But I think on Facebook it is
That's a not a fun form of transportation, by the way.
No, no. Yeah, I've ridden in ambulances twice, but I wasn't the one that was being transported.
Oh, I was
transported once, but I don't remember.
Yeah. Yeah, my daughter got to ride in ambulance twice and a helicopter once. But, yeah, she doesn't remember any of it.
Tim Murphy posted a great photo of a train. He used the iPhone 4 to shoot it. It's nice. A nice black and white.
Wow. It's a vintage car.
Have you ever ridden in an ambulance train?
Is there such a thing?
Would it be a hospital train? Yeah.
I totally just made that up.
Did you see if there was any in the Instagram, Mark?
I'm checking right now, actually. I was already in the Facebook group, so hang on for
a second. Don't forget to check Google Plus.
Plus. The what?
That was a joke.
Gosh. I don't know. I think I'm glad that the tide of new social apps is kind of dwindling, because it's one of those things that, oh, did you hear about such and such? Everybody's getting on it. And I'm like, nope. I'm not getting on it because it's a waste of my time. You know, just having Instagram and Facebook is enough. I don't need a new social app to see other people with millions of followers and, you know, no outlet on your own end. It just seems like, you know, Google Plus was a fire hose from one end and not the other. Of information.
Okay, for anybody who's posted on hashtag Tiny Shutter, let's just change that up a bit. Take your photo and use hashtag TS Challenge, because we got a lot of photos on Tiny Shutter, hashtag Tiny Shutter. We're almost at 30,000, so I'm having a real hard time finding the ones for the challenge.
I'm gonna put that in the show notes. The TS. You said TS Challenge?
TS Challenge. Some people have already done TS Challenge on their own, which is quite awesome. TS
Challenge. Good thing our fans are smarter than us.
Thank God for that.
Let's see. TS Challenge. All right. Well, speaking of Tiny Shutter and Instagram, let's go ahead and jump into Post Pick of the Week.
Oh, I don't even have that ready. Here we go.
Post Pick of the Week.
All right, it's my turn, and I'm stealing Mark's thunder. We have on Instagram, you know, we go through each week to find an image that, you know, we like and that we can use for our post pick, but also becomes our album art for the episode. And this week, I have chosen Red Door Photos waterfall image. And that is Greg in the chat room. And
you're pandering.
I know. You know, is this... It's a beautiful shot of falling water, and there are leaves and other like it looks like fall leaves, and then some green with the silky smooth of the water. I really like it.
And he did it all in slow shutter.
That is so cool.
He actually posted it in the chat room. Like, I didn't want to say anything. I'm like, ooh, wait a few minutes.
I know. Yeah. When I sent the link to everybody on Skype, I made sure, you know, I was like, okay, don't say anything. And then Mark got mad at me and I stole his thunder. So congratulations, Greg. Good job.
Here's what I like about this shot. I mean, knowing that he used the slow shutter app, one of the things that you'll notice with a lot of waterfall photos using a slow shutter simulation, whether you're using slow shutter app or any of the other ones, you'll have this crimping effect on the images, where it's because essentially what the iPhone is doing is taking several quick snapshots, and you'll notice that there's a lot of kind of freeze frames and it causes the flow to have these little, like, if you guys remember 1980s, the crimped hairstyle. Yeah. Sometimes you'll see that effect. You're not seeing that at all.
You could just come to Ohio and see that hairstyle now.
Yep. See what I mean?
I'm moving to Ohio.
I bet they're watching Saved by the Bell still.
Wait, that's not new?
Those are reruns?
Reruns. So anyway, you're not seeing that at all in this photo, and that's awesome. So
is it Slow Shutter Cam, or is there an app called Slow Shutter?
There's an app called Slow Shutter. I call it Slow Shutter Cam. I mean, it's kind of hard to just call it Slow Shutter because there's like a half a dozen apps out there called Slow Shutter. But there's one with the purple icon. That's the real one.
Okay, because I found it. If it's purple with a aperture and three like nubs on top.
Sure, let's go with that.
Okay. Yeah,
that's the It's 99 cents.
Yep, 99 cents in the iTunes store.
And it's the only one that deals with a good quality output.
Cool. I think I've downloaded it, but I'm gonna check to see and download it. I'd like to do a slow shutter and get some automobiles driving down the street and see what I can get.
Sweet.
That'll be original.
Yeah. Well, okay. So I wanted to.
I'm just
to,
messing with I, you, Joe.
I know. I wanted to do a motion image of vehicles going down the street, but it's kind of hard to do it without looking like some sort of a.
Pervert.
Yes. because people get paranoid these days. You know, if I sit out there, plus I'm in a company truck, and next thing you know, they're calling hey, one of your guys is just taking pictures of all the cars that are going down the road. You know, so it's one of those things where you want to do it without being noticed, but it's kind of hard to do because you have to be out there to do it. So I don't know. One of these days, I'm just going to have to suck it up and do it. And if somebody has a problem with it, they can read the Constitution.
Suck it up and do it. That's a great band name.
Oh, cool.
Here's how you do it. Here's how you get away with it. You buy the suction cup adapter that GoPros have, right?
Mm-hmm.
You grab one of those tripod mounts that you could put your iPhone on. You go to the Gizmon page where you could buy that remote shutter, or if you can have a long enough reach with your earbuds, you know, attach that to the phone, stick it onto the dash and drive, stop, line up your shot, and then take your shot. No one will be the wiser. They'll think you have a GoPro.
Can you repeat that?
That sounds complicated. Yeah, that's complicated. That sounds like work. Mark, that's work.
Yeah.
Do you know who you're talking to here?
Come on. Whoa.
All right. Well, does anybody else have anything to mention? Because I think we're just about done.
I think we're good.
Good deal. Well, let's go ahead and wrap things up. Jeff, why don't you tell everybody where they can find you?
You can find me on Instagram at BreadGeek, also on Facebook at Jeffrey Simpson iPhonography.
Very cool. Shannon.
You can find me on Instagram at Shannon Guy Photo.
Matthew.
Oh, you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at M Hoffman Photo.
Mark.
I am that Polish photographer on Instagram. I am mostly Marcus on Twitter.
And I am Joseph Ferreira on Instagram. And speaking of Facebook, if you want to see some of these images that are being posted for the challenge, go to facebook.com/groups/tinyshutter and join the group. Add your photos. Tell us what you, how you got your images, what apps you're using. If there's something new out there that we don't know about, let us know. And just make sure you don't post any advertisements because we'll ban you.
We've only had, you know, of all the times we've had problems, I think we've only had two.
Yeah.
That's a good track record.
Yeah, it is. I try to give everybody the benefit of the doubt. If they want to join the group, I'll add them. But once they start doing some silly stuff, then we are quick to block them. But we have a good group on Facebook, and I'm very proud of it.
Sweet.
If you want to be chosen for post pick of the week, go on to Instagram and hashtag your image, Tiny Shutter, and you will join the almost 30,000 images that are on there. Each week we go on there and choose an image, not only for post pick of the week, but it's also our album art for the episode, which we will feature on the website, which is tinyshutter.com. And if you if there's anything that we talk about on the show, it will be in the show notes on tinyshutter.com under the episode number. Lastly, if you want to hear us live, join us on Mixlr. You can download the app or go onto your browser and look for Tiny Shutter, follow Tiny Shutter. And just before we start recording, a message will go out letting you know that we are recording, and you can join the chat room, listen live, and you know, add to the chaos.
If you go to tinyshutter.com, you'll notice that one of the navigation bars says Tiny Shutter Live. You could click on that and it'll take you right to the Mixlr page.
Sweet. Well, very cool. All right, Mark, why don't you lead us out of here?
We came, we saw, we kicked its ass.
Yeah. Train photos. Who knew? Anyway, here we go.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this podcast, head over to iTunes and leave us a review and a 5-star rating. See you next week.